Good morning. Welcome to Stockholm Community Church. Today, Sunday, March 3rd for our online service. Hey, it's great to have you with us today. My name is Brandon Conis, pastor here at Stockholm Community Church. We're excited to have you with us as we dive into our series, A Place for Everyone, with our part two today. Last week, we talked from John 3:16 and also Acts chapter 15. And we kind of left on a cliffhanger, but let's recap real fast. John 3:16 said, "For God so loved the world." We were reminded that God loves the entire world, not just a specific set of people, not just the church people. But yet we also realize that the very first church encountered some of this division. Who really is a follower of Jesus, and what does it mean, and what rules and regulations do they need to live up to before they can be really called a believer? Who is church for? And here at Stockholm Community Church, we talked about how we want to be known as a church that is known for loving. We want to be a church that is known for people experiencing love. That's one of our values, to be able to experience love, the love of God and authentic love from their church family, even if they not yet consider themselves to be a part of the family. When people walk in, we want them to feel that they are at home and that warmth and love. And that cliffhanger we left off with was that there were some Jews, the ex-Pharisees, people that hated Christians, but yet now they came to know and understand Jesus. They said that, hey, these Jews said, hey, if a Gentile, meaning a non-Jewish person, came to know Jesus, guess what they needed to do? They needed to have some surgery. They needed to be circumcised. And they were saying, you really aren't a believer, a true believer, unless you're following these rules. And yet we also have the other side of the coin. We had Paul, Barnabas, and Peter saying, hey, no, wait. We're in this. This is our first church business meeting. We can't say that they're not believers. Why? Because they experienced the Holy Spirit, the same person that Jesus sent to us when we were up in the upper room waiting for after Jesus left. That whole same Holy Spirit is in these guys and gals, these Gentiles, because we've seen it firsthand, not just one person, but Paul, Barnabas, and Peter in different locations. So we know that there's authenticity in what is taking place and happening. So there was a discussion in the very first church board, church business meeting, or shmata. It wasn't quite a fight like those viral videos that are out there today. And so we left off with, all right, what are they going to do? What are they going to decide about this first meeting? Let's pick up where our story left off. It's much like a two-part series on your favorite show going on. We'll pick up in Acts chapter 15, starting with verse 19. Now this is James. James is the brother of Jesus. This guy, yeah, his half-brother. Let's be transparent. James really wasn't a part of the original 12. But James, even though he was his brother, it's like, yeah, pretty certain. Jesus is just Jesus. He's the guy. He's my brother. I know who he is. I grew up with him. You know, I know what he's like. James didn't really follow after Jesus until much later. And so in that process of him following after Jesus and saying, okay, I truly believe my brother was the Son of God. In that process, he then became elected to be the first pastor of the church, the very first church. So it's almost like, you know, okay, if the skeptical brother jumps on board, you know, all right, this guy's, this thing about Jesus really is carrying some weight. So James carried some authority with himself. So in Acts chapter 15, it says this, "It is my judgment, therefore, that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God." So after the Pharisees argued their case, after Paul, Barnabas, and Peter argued their side of the case, James gets up and says, "It is my judgment that we should not make it difficult for the Gentiles who are turning to God." Isn't that crazy? We should not make it difficult for people that are turning to God. A simple yet profound statement from Jesus' half-brother. Said, hey, when people come to know my brother, to know our God, it should be easy for them to make their way to God. I mean, I know when people are like, hey, do you want to sign up for membership here at the store? Yeah, sure. Okay, you need to give me this, that, and the other thing, and then you need to go to the website and fill that part out and then hit submit and then do an approval. It's like, I don't want to go through those steps. I want a quick, easy process. I mean, we went to the Mall of Scandinavia the other day, and you go in, and it's 2-hour parking, but if you become a member, you get 4 hours. Well, then, okay, I became a member. Well, in order to get the free parking, you have to actually then connect your membership with the parking people, and then, so it's not just in one app, but then I have to transfer to another app, which then I have to input my bank system information, and then I have to do an approval, and then I have to go check my email and say, yes, it actually is me, and then, okay, now click the box, and now they're connected. And then I have to put my car information in. It's like, it's a 500-step process so I can save some money. So, and get an extra 2 hours. It's like, come on. I mean, so Peter's saying, hey guys, we shouldn't have all these steps. We should make it easy for people to come to know God. Everyone hates complicated steps and processes. And this is the mission. This should be the mission of the church, making it easy for people to access and get to who God is. We as a church should remove all stumbling blocks and barriers that prevent people from getting to God. I mean, let's be honest. People are going to have a hard enough time and stumble through the process of understanding who Jesus is, what he's done for them, dying on the cross for their sins and raising to the back to life. We don't need to add any additional and extra things across their path. From you got to dress right, you need to talk right, you need to listen to this, you need to listen to that, you need to do this, you need to do that, you need to go here, you need to go there. We shouldn't be making it difficult for people to get to Jesus. A pastor that I really enjoy listening to named Andy Stanley had this to say. The church, the local church, this church, my church, your church, should be characterized by an environment, a culture, an atmosphere, a spirit that says we are going to do everything we can to make it easy for people to continue to move forward, to move toward and pursue an intimacy with God through a relationship with God, who has invited everyone to call him Heavenly Father. We should make it easy for them to move towards God. So that's what James is saying. Hey guys, let's not make this difficult. Let's not complicate the process. There's not a 5-step process. It's just one. So then he goes, okay, but I also realize there's some context here. So then we pick it up in Acts 15, verse 20 through 21. Instead, we should write to them because that's their form of communication. They didn't have social media. They didn't have email. We talked about it last year, how the Bible was written. Like the book of Acts and Mark and Matthew, Mark and Luke and John, those were all letters that were written and they were passed around and copies were made and they were read out loud. So James is saying, all right, let's write another letter. Let's write a letter telling them to do these few things. Not a circumcision, but to abstain from food polluted by idols, from sexual immorality, from the meat of strangled animals, and from blood. For the law of Moses has been preached in every city from the earliest of times and is read in synagogues on every Sabbath. So basically, he's saying, hey guys, you know, here's a few things that are just been common practice that are not so difficult. We got to be kind to each other, to abstain from these different foods, from sexual immorality, and from blood. This was, in a sense, showing the meat, the food part, was in showing respect for the Jewish culture that had already had these established and that so many other cultures had picked up on not having blood as part of their regular diet. Now, it's different from like drinking blood as opposed to like we cook a meat and sometimes there's a little bit that comes out. But James was just saying, hey, let's be sensitive. Let's be aware of some of the cultural context of some people's lives. because for the Jews, these things were very, very important to them and to who they were and to the law of God. And so James is like, hey, you know, being circumcised, that's not a big deal. But this food matter, hey, let's just ask them to be kind, to be polite. Let's not do things that are going to offend each other. Let's be sensitive. I mean, for me as a pastor, there's been times where it's like, okay, you know, I need to change some of my habits or the things that I do or the things that I have around, because I need to be sensitive to those of others. James is saying, let's be sensitive. Let's be aware of who people are and what they've gone through and what they're committed to. The church, as we kind of alluded to last week, has a habit and a pattern of becoming insider, becoming exclusive. In 1091, the Pope, the leader of the Western Christianity, he gave an edict that we were going to go to war. Christianity was going to go to war against unbelievers, and sent thousands of men into Jerusalem to reclaim real estate and take the lives of tens of thousands of people. We realize today that was a terrible, terrible choice, terrible thing that they did, awful. Should have never have happened, but yet it was done in the name of the Lord. I mean, what kind of turnoff was that? How was the world affected by the choice of these Christians? Then again, about 300 years later, in the 1400s, we had the Spanish Inquisition. The church decided that they were going to arrest and torture people for all kinds of crazy and ridiculous things. Why? In an effort to get some land as well. I mean, come on. And then we come to the Reformation. Suddenly there was this fantastic new wave of enthusiasm for loving Jesus and falling in love with him. People were finally able to embrace faith personally, and it was simple again. Yet, then right after that, on the wave of something great, wonderful, and grand, then we have all these, hey, I know you believe this way, but I believe that way, and we started having actual divisions. The church went from being the church to here's this denomination and here's that denomination. Well, I believe this. Well, I don't believe that, but I believe this. Well, I don't believe either the two of you, but I believe that. Well, I believe in what number one says, but not two and number, but I also believe in what number three says. So we're going to create this and we're going to be a fourth. I mean, we've always, the church as a whole is typically just goes up and down, being inclusive, exclusive, inclusive, exclusive. We here at Stockholm Community Church, those that are listening around the world, we have to make sure that we are not doing that. The local church, your church, wherever you're a part of, will always tend to gravitate towards making it just for insiders. So this is one of the greatest commitments that we as a church as a whole need to make, is that in our local churches all over Sweden and around the world, that no matter what we do, every once in a while, we need to take a step back and ask the question, what are we doing that is making it difficult for people who are turning to God? What are we doing that's making it difficult? It's hard enough accepting the fact that you need a Savior, that your life is broken and falling apart, and that you can't do anything about it. If we make them jump over a multitude of hurdles, people aren't going to want to fall in love with who this God is, or they will find other means and alternatives. So my challenge to you today is this. And if you're watching or listening today and you would say, well, I haven't come to terms with this Jesus thing yet, or I have questions about God, or I have questions about the Bible, or I'm still trying to figure it out, I believe you've connected with the right church here in Stockholm, the right podcast, because we here at Stockholm Community Church are committed to giving a space and removing man-made barriers to allow you to wrestle with these questions, to allow you the time that you need to wrestle with the questions about Jesus, who God is about the Bible, to help you try to figure it out, to give answers the best that we know how. Because we want to make it easy. We want to make it plain. We want to use ordinary language to help you understand who this God is, what he's done in our life, and the potential that he could do in your life. So I encourage you, if that's you, if you're one of those four things, I haven't figured out Jesus or God or the Bible or still trying to figure it out, keep coming. Come back next week. Keep coming every single week and allow us to journey with you on that. Ask those hard questions. We're not going to be afraid of the hard questions. We may not have the answers right away, but we'll figure it out. We'll dive into it with you to understand and to know and to challenge ourselves to grow as well. Here's my challenge to our church family. Let's make it easy. Let's make this space, let's continue to make this space, Stockholm Community Church, a place where people feel warm, welcome, at ease to ask those difficult questions, at ease to come in just as they are, broken and shattered, even if they don't realize they're broken and shattered, to just come in and be who they are, that we don't force things on people, but allow them to naturally become involved and find out who God is through us and in us. So can you do that with me, Stockholm Community Church? Can we continue to make this place a place that's easy for people to come to know Jesus and to understand who he is, to remove the barriers? Thanks. So would you all pray this prayer with me today? Heavenly Father, thank you for that person that introduced each of us to you. Thank you for the churches we have that have been a part of that to help us grow in our relationship with you. Thank you for Stockholm Community Church and our commitment to helping others grow in their relationship with you. Father, I pray that in our commitment to helping others grow in their relationship with you, that we would be sure not to put any barriers or stumbling blocks in the way. Show each of us that you are show each of us that are committed to SCC that if we put those barriers up, what we can do to remove them. May we be a church that is committed to making it easy for others to get to know you and for you to truly love the world, just as John 3:16 says. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen. And if you're out there said, hey, you know, I'm wrestling with these questions and I have some questions, could you help me out? Just put it in the chat or send us a note through stockholmcommunity.se and we'll gladly help you along this journey. Thanks for being with us for our online service as we end this week at Sport Lov, where hopefully you've gotten out and enjoyed some of that great weather that we have and the beautiful nature. If you haven't, go out and do that today. Just walk out and just say, God, show me who you are through this nature. We look forward to seeing you next week for our in-person service at Alviks Kulturhus. That is Sunday, March 10th. And until then, have a great week, everyone. Sundays here make Mondays better.